Welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicki. If you have experienced a divorce, life-altering situation, or a soul wake-up call and need direction, hope, and purpose, then isn't it time to take a look at what's important to you? Vicki has a unique program to assist you in overcoming roadblocks that can open up your path to being supported, safe, and successful. She utilizes energy clearing as well as intuitive consulting and coaching. The combination is powerful. There is hope in this world, and Vicki is with you as you rediscover your dreams, your goals, and connect with your angel teams. Tune in each Thursday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern to join in on discussions, live group coaching sessions, and inspirational guests from various walks of life. Vicki also brings gifts in from the angels and spiritual guides that may have a message for you. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy living your soul's journey. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living Your Soul's Journey. My name is Vicki Ford, and I have spent a lifetime learning how to live my soul's journey. And now I am here to empower you to live yours. It's an exciting adventure, and I have so much to share with you. The first thing I want to talk to you, though, about is that I'm a card reader and an intuitive, and I pulled some cards tonight just to be in touch with you, just because I felt a need, which I do every day anyway, and I picked three cards to discuss what we're going to be talking about tonight, which is how to know if you're having a soul wake-up call. Well, the three cards that I picked were Make No Judgments. That's very important in what we're going to be talking about. Accept what is dying. And believe me, now when we're talking about dying, now we're not talking about physical death. We're talking about issues, things in your life that may be leaving you that can be uncomfortable. And the third card that I pulled was Tune Out Distractions. And we'll get into that last one. By the way, that card fell out twice. So I know it's very, very important. Tuning out distractions, which will be the final part of what we're talking about tonight, is extremely important. And I'll discuss with you a little later on why that is. Now, I would love for you to listen, sit back, relax. If you feel like calling in and asking me a question, just wanting to talk, it's fine. I love discussing things with you, and I love to get to know you. So, and there's one thing I want to share with you about living your soul's journey. And I get so excited when nature comes in, because I'm a country girl, and I love, years ago when I was working with BBS radio, I would sit out in my house in the mountains and I would see deer coming up, and I would be like, hey, y'all, I see a deer. So it was really exciting. And tonight before it may be early for y'all over there on the western side of the world, I saw it for the last 2 days now. I have seen the most beautiful black butterfly with turquoise, and she won't leave. She was in the front of the house, and now this afternoon and this morning she's in the back of the houses, and I sit now, she's sitting on one of my lemon plants. So I find it very interesting that she has all of a sudden appeared over the last 36 hours and is just feeling so comfortable here. And I don't know what butterflies mean to you, but for me they're just an awakening. It's like freedom. And I just wanted to share that with you, because anytime nature comes in to teach us, I feel it's just beautiful. And I really like to accept that, which is one of the issues we're going to talk about in the soul wake-up call. Are you having a soul wake-up call? How in the world would you know? Well, there are a couple of events in a person's life that you probably can assume, even highly suspect, that there is some sort of soul wake-up call. Now, let me just say something here. I am very spiritually oriented. I'm an intuitive. I am also an ordained spiritual minister. So for me, when I talk about life and soul's journeys, obviously I have a spiritualness about me. So it's not necessarily religion. It is just spiritual. So for soul, to understand what soul means, soul is that part of you that is you. That's that inner child. If you've never had inner child work, I'll certainly talk to you about that. And your higher self. It's that higher self that gets that connection going. So when you pass on to another life, your soul is there. And that's why we have soul records, Akashic records. And these are subjects that will be discussed through the years that I'm going to be on BBS. We're going to have lots of fun discussions. And I love to hear your viewpoints on them. And so anyway, getting back to the soul wake-up call, at least you know now what I mean by soul. When you're going through a divorce, that is definitely a time when it's like, whoa, what is happening to my life? I'm not even in this world anymore. I don't even know who I am. I don't even know what's in front of me. That is one potential soul wake-up call. The second one can be an accident. It can be an illness. It can be some sudden event in your life that shakes you up from the core. It's like, whoa, I don't know where or what to do next. Or simply, it can be as simple as, and I don't mean it in a simple way, but it's not necessarily this big catastrophic event that happens, but it can simply be not able to continue life as this has been going on. And actually, I have experienced that myself, and I will share with you my story on that. So when you go through these, whether it's just you wake up one morning and you say, this job that I'm in, I mean, whoa, I can't continue this. Something's not the same. Well, it's not necessarily that the job has changed. It's that you are changing. And I am not of a believer that God comes down and knocks us in the head. I don't believe God does anything to us. For me, it's a spiritual energy that you are asking yourself. You're trying to wake yourself up, and spirit angels cannot come on this earth and just knock us down. We have to give them permission to come in and help us. Angels and God and spirit, they are highly beautiful. They're not doing bad things to us. So please understand that from this day forward, that when I'm talking about something happening to us, that it appears from the onset that it's negative, we have to kind of step back from that. And in my coaching and my intuitive consulting business, we talk a lot about making gifts out of negative circumstances. Sometimes that's difficult to do in the circumstance. So what I want to do right now, though, is I want to talk about some of the symptoms that can be, you know, letting you know that you may be in a soul wake-up call for some reason. You may already know, hey, I just had a divorce or an illness or an accident. But it could just be that you woke up maybe a week or two ago and said, something's not right. I've got to move. I've got to move to a different house. I've got to find a different home for my pets. I've got to change something in myself. Now, most people, and I'm one of those, we tend to look outside of ourselves and we say, well, you know, this has changed, or he's not treating me right, or she's not treating me right. Typically on a soul wake-up call, it's internal. It's not anything happening outside of ourselves. And that's what's so beautiful about that, is that when something is happening within you, you have the control of it. You can be self-empowered to gain access to get out of that space that you're in. If we had to depend on blaming others and looking outside to change everything, then we would be powerless. So when those moments come to you and you feel like, whew, I can't go on another second, just remember, just take a moment and say, but I have the power to change it. If we can all do that, it will be the first step in gaining a glimpse of light, a road that we can start to take, maybe a toe step, not even a whole footstep, but a toe step, to know that we are self-empowered to handle it. We always need help. Listen, y'all, I have had so much help along my soul's journey. I always say to people, it's best to learn to be self-empowered. I didn't do it by myself. And I'm not talking about just soul, spirit. I had coaches and spiritual guides and spiritual mentors and schooling and education, and certainly had a few relationships too that were, in the long run, very, very soul-inspiring because of the attitude that I took, that it wasn't their fault. It was something that I needed to learn. So some of the symptoms, and this is why I pulled this card. Well, the card kind of pulled me, but make no judgments. Now, the first thing when we're looking at a soul wake-up call or changes in our lives, the first thing we is helpful to us is not to make judgments. If we can go through a process where we don't make judgments, that's a pretty good step. And I want to ask you right now, are you making any judgments at this point? Are you making any decisions that I can't do it or I can do it? That's a real good one if you can. But typically judgments can be negative. In this context, they're negative. Make no judgments. And it also can mean make no judgments as to where I'm going to be or what I'm going to do. And definitely if it's something not so good, you definitely don't want to make a judgment. So, you know, if you're listening now, take out some paper and write down possible judgments that you may be doing against yourself or even against others in a way that could stop you from seeing the enlightenment that is going to come. And that is a promise that I like to not make in a 100% way, because you have free will. You have free will to do what you choose. But there is certainly a very, very strong incentive. You have that desire to find out what your soul wake-up call is and what it's about. And making no judgments is a very first start. So let's keep that card that I'm looking at and I'm sharing with you. I want to keep that card just present in this next part of the discussion. Now, when you're going through a wake-up call, loneliness is something that happens. Sometimes loneliness can be so strong that you just sit in a room and cry. It can be so strong that you don't want to go out and socialize anymore. You don't want to be with your family. You don't want to be with your children. You don't want to be with anybody that you used to know because you feel so lonely and you don't feel worthy of having that love. Because at this moment, is it possible that you don't love yourself? It's very possible. I've been there, so I know the possibilities of it. If you feel that, ask yourself, you know, how do I feel about myself right now? And the reason the power of writing this down is that you really get to see, whether you're a visual learner or you hear or you feel. If you write it down, you get to get a stronger sense of, whoa, wow, I didn't realize that. And when you see it in the written word, it can have a very powerful impact on you in your taking that next step. So look at how you feel as or see yourself as far as loneliness goes. And loneliness is a very desperate place to be. It makes you feel, in a sense, just alone from everybody. And loneliness is typically when you feel sometimes a disconnection from yourself, because if you're going through a divorce or something has happened to you that's sudden and you're like, oh my goodness, I don't know where to go with this. I don't know who to trust. I don't even know if I can trust spirit anymore. I don't know how to trust. So when that gets into your space, loneliness comes in. And I just want to say to you, again, make no judgment about loneliness, because sometimes in that loneliness, you can find that strength to move on. Loneliness is just an indication that you are in a space that needs to be enlightened. It needs to be brought out. Now, I want to share something with you about loneliness. I worked with children for years as a divorce attorney and a family law attorney. And I am a former family law attorney at this stage of my life. And I saw children, as well as their parents, who were so lonely that they didn't even know how to communicate with me. They were so lonely that they went to their video games. They even went to very, very bad websites. And I didn't even know that these types of websites existed. I have since learned. That was how lonely they were. They felt like that was the only source of connection that they had. And in today's world, parents, folks that are like parents, be aware that the internet can be very wonderful and it can be very dangerous. And there are some pretty bad websites out there for young people, probably even adults. I'm sure for adults. And it's important that when you're in that space of loneliness, to do everything you can to reach out for help, not go into that type of situation for help. When I got real lonely years and years and years ago, I would stand outside and I would put my arms out. And I would say, hear me and help me. You don't even have to ask for what kind of help it is. And you don't even have to ask for a specific help. You just put your hands out and ask for help. The guardian angels, archangels, your spiritual guides are here for you. And each of you have a team of them. If we ever get a chance to work together one-on-one, I can help you find those spiritual teams that are directly connected with you. They've been with you for lifetimes, especially your spiritual guides. And anybody that has crossed over recently, even a pet, can be a spiritual guide to you. And by the way, our pets are very, very powerful spiritual guides to us. They give us so much love and acceptance and support and feelings of comfort. So if you have lost a pet or a loved one, know that they are there for you if you allow them in and give them permission to be there for you. They cannot just come in. This world that we live in, y'all, is a free-willed universe. And so that's another, there's so many wonderful topics to discuss. But free will is something that the angels' spiritual teams cannot violate. And you don't want to violate it because you'll pick up people's karma. If you pick up their journeys, oh, heavens, you got enough. You know, we all have enough stuff to deal with in this world. Now, getting back to answering the soul wake-up call, one of the things that the loneliness gives you is allowing space to heal. And if you are in that space where you are alone and you feel like you don't want to be around, now being alone and loneliness is two different things. But if you're in a space where you are alone, or even if you have a lot of people around you and you still feel that loneliness, it is still a time in your own mind that you can ask for help. Even if you got six kids running around and you got a husband, you know, needing everything, or our wife needing everything all the time, it doesn't matter. You still, and you have your mind and in your heart to ask for help. And one of the things that I want to just chat with you about is if you're in a career change and you feel like you just can't keep going on with that position, really take some time, some steps to plan. When you're in these soul wake-up call time periods, you don't want to just take sudden action. you want to make some plans, because if you just quit your job one day, then you might end up with, you know, a situation where you don't even have any money. It may not be the job that is the issue, as we discussed earlier. It may be that it's your approach to it or what's going on with you that is causing that. I will share an example with you. I was a family law attorney and divorce attorney for many years. I represented, I don't want to say thousands, but hundreds of people in divorces. And many of them were domestic violence clients. And one day I came home. And well, I came home every day, but one day I came home and my little teeny daughter said to me, "Mom, you're always in such a bad mood." And I was like, "Oh, wow, I really am." I didn't know anything about energy work back then, not like I do now. So I didn't know how to clean myself off, do my energy clearing. And I was working with some very troubled attorneys, excellent attorneys, but they didn't have a balance in their life. They were nice outside of court and mean inside of court. So there was a kind of a dichotomy of, you know, what's really going on with that type of situation. It was very difficult on me because I'm a spiritual person and I tend to like to help people and not attack them. So being a divorce attorney was very difficult for me. And one day, and it was just like magic, one day I said, "I can't do this anymore, but I have no choice. I have a child to support. I have to continue doing it." Well, guess what? It was just like one day I woke up and I didn't have any more business. Now that's a scary part of life. And that's what I want to bring up next. It can be uncomfortable when that sudden situation happens. It's like, oh my heavens, I'm not even in the same space that I was in, much less. Maybe you're in a hospital or maybe you've been told that you have cancer, or maybe cancel clear. We cancel that one out. And the wreck, we cancel all that out. But it's still, you're in this situation that, and I'm talking about people that I know that have had this happen. I'm not talking about you. But it's because it's the unknown. And when something's in the unknown, it's like, it's the most uncomfortable space to be in, because you don't know what your next step is. And you don't know if I go to the left, I don't know what's going to happen. And if I go to the right, oh my heavens, this could happen. So you have to, at that moment, that is when you need to, from my viewpoint, that's when you need to call and get some assistance. Get someone to listen to you. Get someone who cares about you to listen to what the situation is. Ask you the right questions. This is where coaching is so powerful. Even intuitive consulting can be extremely powerful, because at that moment, you do need guidance. And sometimes we get shut off where we can't hear. And when we get to that moment, that's when it's very, very strengthening. And it's a very strong person who can ask for help. That is not a sign of weakness, y'all. It's a sign of strength to ask for help. And I know, because I had a family member who would never ask for help. They felt like they were not strong if they asked for help. And they went through a very, very negative time in their lives because they could not ask for help. Everyone thought they were happy. They put on a very fake front. And thinking about fake fronts, this is a time when you're going through a soul wake-up call that you have to be so honest with yourself. Being honest with yourself, I feel, can be one of the most difficult journeys to make on your soul's path. So many times we fill our days with busyness. And I speak from experience. I also speak from training, and I also speak from people's lives that I've been touched by. We become wrapped up in having to do this, having to be with the children, having to be with something, not because we enjoy it, but because it fills us up. It keeps us from being alone and in our own space, which is a beautiful place to be. Not loneliness, but being alone and in our own space. It's a very powerful time. I remember when I had horses and I would get up early in the morning and I would go before my daughter woke up, and I would go before I went to court. So that was pretty early in the morning. It was like 5:30 in the morning. And I would go down to the area where the barn was, and I'd say, "Good morning, Pearl," and I'd give her all of her treats. I fed my horses way too much, but it was fascinating because if I was in a grumpy mood, Pearl would get behind me and bump my little behooty and wake me up. I mean, she was my own little soul wake-up caller. And I would start laughing. At first I'd get angry, and then I'd start laughing because I was like, "Oh, Pearl, you already spotted me long before I spotted myself." They spot the horses and dogs and cats and special animals in our lives. They spot our emotions. They spot our feelings, and they know what's true. They know what's real. And I don't know how to tell you anything other than be honest with yourself. And for me, if someone had said that to me 20 years ago, I would have said, oh, I'm honest with myself. I know how to do that. Well, I found out the long way, because I'm older than dirt, I found out the long way that I was really not being honest with myself. So that's something, again, that the right questions can answer and open up those feelings for you and help you to see and maybe hear what's really going on in your life so that you can get in touch with what's real to you. Now, I have a coach that's helping me with something. Her name's Kristen, and she's fabulous. And she's out in the San Francisco area. And she asked me a question one time, and I broke down and cried. I absolutely broke down and cried because no one had ever asked me that question before. And when she asked me that, it opened up something in my soul that allowed me to be honest with myself about really what I really, really was and who I am and what I wanted. So I will share another circumstance with you when you get to really dive into learning who you are. And that's what soul wake-up calls are for. It's to learn about you. Now, I want to say that if you've ever felt that learning about you is selfish, then we got to have a long talk, because know thyself is one of the most powerful statements that Socrates made and many religious leaders have said. Know thyself, because when you know thyself, you're knowing spirit. So knowing yourself is a good place to be. But I want to share this with you. I got off subject for a second. I love teaching, and I always loved being a juvenile court attorney and a divorce attorney because I got to consult with my clients. I love that a lot more than the law part. And so when I really started looking at things, I said, you know what I really love is teaching. That's why I love the radio show so much. I get to talk and share my wisdom and just share myself. And so I decided to start writing courses. And I'm going to finish my first course this weekend. So I will definitely share that with you when we come back to visit next Thursday. It's just an exciting time, though, to find something out about yourself. And we got to dig deep. We got to sit with the uncomfortable feelings and, you know, explore those habits, some of those thought patterns. Maybe you have a lack consciousness that needs to be addressed. Maybe you tend to judge yourself so much, just like the first card. So now the second card that showed up was accept what is dying. Whenever we go through a divorce, an accident, an illness, or simply having a soul wake-up call, it is a part of us that is time to say bye. It's time to make way for the new. Very much like if you want new clothes, you got to clean your closet out. If you want new shoes, you got to give your shoes away. You've got to have a void in your space, in your life. And that's what these soul wake-up calls do. They give a void. Have you ever had a void in your life? Not know what to fill it with? Well, it's a very powerful time when you have that void. It's probably one of the most beautiful times that you can have in your life, because when you get to fill that void up, that means something's gone. Don't try to pull it back, y'all. Don't try to do that. If you're in a divorce situation and your relationship is ended and it's truly over and you keep trying to connect with them, connect with them, connect with them, that's pulling back into that void something that's over. Maybe they're already married. Maybe they've already got a boyfriend or girlfriend or whoever, whatever's in their life, you know, someone. It's time now for you to fill your own void with something that matters to you. And one of the things that I wanted to look at tonight is that we have, and this came from the Fowler coaching system, is that we have different parts of our being, our life, that matter to us. And one of those is spirituality. Another one is personal growth, relationships, career, financial or money, family, and health. And what we have to do is, there's a whole coaching program on this, so I don't want to get into that. But what I do want you to look at just tonight is I want you to look at spirituality. And I want you to find out why spirituality is important to you. That's your assignment for the week. Why is spirituality important to me? And it's simple to write, well, because I'm supposed to be connected to God. Or I am a spiritual person, so I have my spirituality. You know, maybe put a 1 to a 10 on it. If you're happy with your spirituality and it's a 10, then great. If it's a 9 or a 1, then look at how you could possibly improve that spirituality. For me, nothing's really ever a 10, because I, in my life, always feel like I can always improve. My spirituality, as much as I am connected and live my life that way, I still would not put my spirituality at a 10, because then that wouldn't give me any growth period. So then I would look at, you know, this is a personal thing. What is it that I really value in my spirituality? What does it do for me? You know, why is this a goal for me to have spiritualness in my life? And really look at that. Don't take on too much. Just write it down this week. And if you feel like calling in next week, or if you want to info@vickiforward.com, let me know your thoughts on it. By the way, Vicky is spelled V-I-K-K-E. That's info@vickiforward.com. And you can, you know, we'll chat about it. And it's always nice to have someone hear what you have to say, support you in your journey. That helps with getting over loneliness, by the way, when you feel supported and allow that support in. That's a big thing, allowing aspects of other people's lives to come in. You don't always want to take other people's advice necessarily, because you don't want projections, but it's important to allow love to come in to you. Now, I want to share a story about someone that I know that went through a wake-up call, so that you can understand how life can change for you and how beautiful it can be, although uncomfortable for a while. And if you're listening to this and you've had your own experience, I'd love to hear it. And if you have had your own experience and you don't want to share it, or you're going through it right now, hopefully this story will help. I will take a short break for a few minutes, and then I will be back to share this story with you. Living Your Soul's Journey with Dr. Vicky will be right back. Hi, I'm Vicky with Living Your Soul's Journey. If you are ready to move forward with purpose and direction in your life, then contact my virtual home at VickiFord.com for special course information and programs set up just for you. Be sure to listen in to Living Your Soul's Journey each Thursday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. Ready to live life? Really live life? If you have experienced a slump period in your life or have had a soul wake-up call, then there is hope to move forward. Contact Vicki at VickiFord.com and check out the programs, courses, and readings available for you. And be sure and listen in to Living Your Soul's Journey on BBS Radio Station 1. This is Vicki again with Living Your Soul's Journey. At the break, I was going to tell you a story about someone who went through a soul wake-up call that was probably one of the most intense soul wake-up calls that I have heard, other than illness or accident or something like that. This person was involved with a religious group that was very oppressive. But they had put their whole life into this, their whole family, all of their money. Their whole soul was into believing what was being taught to them. It was intense. It was one of those groups that you couldn't watch TV outside of your assigned whatever. I mean, it was a very restrictive group. And you couldn't go on the internet, look up certain things because they didn't want you to know any more or anything about anything except what they taught you. And it was very confining, but at the same time, they made you feel so important, so connected, and you started to have friendships within this group that this person felt like if they ever left, that, well, you just don't leave. I mean, it's like if you left, then they have this viewpoint that, well, they didn't believe in God and all that stuff, but they did believe that you would be a very bad person if you left, and that, you know, the world would never be yours for the taking if you ever left. It would be like you were part of the astral field or something that would be no longer available for anything good to happen in your life. So, this particular person felt very cut off, and yet the soul was speaking, and she would get insights and kind of flashes about stuff. And it was like through the months, it was like, this wasn't checking out. And that one, so the awareness, the soul was really pushing this person to wake up. And one day, this person didn't even tell her family. One day, she just got up, literally, rented a car, got out of this compound, if you may, even though it was free to go and come, but not in reality, it wasn't. Got a rental car and even had to kind of sneak around to do that, and got in that rental car and drove away and was never to be seen again, although there was much to happen after that. But this person lost her family, lost a lot. Well, there wasn't much else she lost. She lost her family. That's enough, isn't it? Really? Isn't that enough? And because her family was in this group, this oppressive, suppressive group. Now, that's a soul wake-up call. You talk about loneliness. You talk about feeling uncomfortable, wondering where your next step is, because everything was new. I remember hearing this person sharing that, because it was at Christmas time when this happened, that she hadn't listened to Christmas music in years because it was like something that was just not, it had a different meaning because it was taught that, well, I won't get into the teachings of it. It's unimportant. The point being was she sat there and wept. Being raised, a Christian, she was like, it was Christmas. And she just wept for days listening to Christmas music. And it took years for her to finally get things back together. It took a lot of training, a lot of healing, a lot of spiritual consultations to get back to a space where she could not ever be herself again, because certainly that's not what a soul wake-up call is, to be yourself again. It's to grow and be the person that you're supposed to be on your next journey. Now, I want to mention something, because remember we talked about make no judgments? Well, there was no judgments there about what this person had done was wrong. It took her to a space and time, and it was not wrong. You can't judge it to say, well, what a terrible mistake, or how stupid that person was, or why in the world would that person believe that, or why would that do, you know, and you can't do that to yourself or to others, because honestly, that's what that person needed at that time, and that person did what she believed was right. So when we say don't judge, that means move on. Now, let's don't go back, but let's move on, find out what really happened there. And that's when the honesty comes in. What really attracted that person to that oppressive group? That's when the healing began. What really attracted? What was the thought that that person had before that person went into that oppressive group? When you get into that, you getting into healing, y'all. And that's the kind of work that I do. If you're looking for just lightness, I'm probably not the right one for you. But if you're looking to get down into the core of healing and really moving forward so that you don't ever have to karmically go through that again, I'm your gal. Because when you can get to that depth of understanding yourself, wow, have you made progress? No judgments, just progress. And that's that part that's dying. Accept what is dying. Well, it's not easy going through it. And I'm going to be the first one to tell you, it isn't easy going through that. It isn't at all, because that person that I was talking about, that was me. I'm the one that went through that. And so it was a change in my life at that moment. It did not feel good, but I am now sitting here talking to you in a space that is comfortable, safe, secure, abundant, and free. I don't know about y'all, but that's a lot of goodness. Now, there might be other things you're looking for. I haven't had a chance to talk to you, so I don't know. I ask you, what is important in your life? What is important in your life for you at this time? Not necessarily money-wise, but that's a part of it. But just in relationships, maybe, and since we're talking to spirituality, in your spiritual life, what is important to you in your spiritual life? So I really want you to really work on that this week. If you're interested, you don't have to do it. I'm just making suggestions. If you're interested, it's a little bit of coaching, some free coaching that you're getting, just to ask yourself, you know, why is spirituality important to me? And why is that goal important to me? So it's something that could benefit you. It hopefully it could. Now, the third card that I pulled was tune out distractions. This card fell out twice. And why is that important? Well, it's important in my world, because there is so much going on in our world, and it isn't just in today's world. It's every generation says, oh, there's so much going on in our world. So it's not really, you can't say, well, it's this, you know, it's this or that, or it's just that it's an outside world. It's a different world than your world may be. So if you're going to tune out distractions, it will give you that ability to handle some of that loneliness. Answer the question, you know, if you're interested, about why is spirituality important to me? And look at some of the reasons why you would benefit from definitely taking that first step into finding out maybe just one goal that could make you feel more comfortable. All right. Does that make sense to you at this point? I would love to hear from you over the week. And if you ever feel comfortable about calling into the show, we can talk about it, because you don't have to give your name doesn't have to be mentioned. I don't sit there and call out your name and your birth date and where you live. I don't know that. So I wouldn't do that. But it, you know, loneliness, sadness, feelings like your life is falling apart, it really isn't. Now, if you do want to call in, the numbers are 888-627-6008, which is a toll-free number. And or you can go to Skype and Skype BBS Radio PR 530. I think the number is 530-636-6080. So, and BBS is so incredible. They have iPhone and Android links on the website, and it's just amazing what they've done. I haven't been on the show for a couple of years, and I'm amazed at all the updates they've done. It's the IT world, y'all, we live in. So I just want to, for you to, you know, to help you to discover on these aspects of yourself, so that if you are going through a soul wake-up call, see it as the most beautiful time in your life, because you will get over it. You can get over it if you just fill that void with beautiful new beginnings. And it does take planning. I feel that planning is one of the most important aspects of getting through your soul wake-up call. I do believe that meditation is powerful. I believe that spiritual clearing is, energy clearing is powerful. And I believe that when you put that combination of making plans, looking at your goals, first you have to look at your dreams. Oh, we have to look at our dreams, because when we've gone through a soul wake-up call, whatever was in our life before may not be working anymore, whether it be a relationship or a group that we were in, or a career that we've had, or it could be as simple as we lost our pet. When we lose our pet, it's like a part of us is gone, and the world doesn't always see losing a pet as like losing a parent, and they don't see it as like a death in the family. And losing a family member, regardless of whether it has hair or you know, fur, is irrelevant. It's what is important to you. And if it's important to you, then it is important, because you are important. And when you find that strength to recognize how important you are, then at that point, put your arms out in the world, even if you do it in your own living room, and just ask God, say, thank you. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for showing me. Thank you for giving me some light at the end of the tunnel, even if it's minor. Just show me in some way that you are there for me. And Spirit will show you. Spirit is always there for us if we ask for the help. Now, I want to share a story about a friend that I had that went through a soul's journey as well. We went to high school together, and she asked me one day, she said, you know, how will I know what my soul's journey is? And I had to really ponder that question, because it's a show in itself. But that's a soul wake-up call in a way, because it's like, what is my next journey? It's a question that we ask, you know, am I on my soul's journey? Well, I don't know how we cannot be on our soul's journey, because we're alive. The thing about a soul's journey, though, is that it can be enlightening, or it can be where we're a little off track a little bit and we need to get back on. And that's what a soul wake-up call does. It's like the soul has a journey, and we can make detours on that journey. But when we're on the soul's journey, oh, it's so much more fun, y'all. It is so much easier. It doesn't mean that we won't have challenges. It doesn't mean we don't make plans. It doesn't mean that we don't do things, you know, to make actions happen in our lives. Yet it's on a more focused direction. And when you're going through a soul wake-up call, you don't always have a direction. You don't always know the direction that you're going. You don't know what area to go in or what space to go in. So start listening to yourself. Start listening to how you're feeling, what you're seeing, listening to your dreams, listening to, I don't know, just life. And when you start to get that connection with yourself, hello, that's when you will start answering the call. And the call is there. So I just want to remind you of that, that living your soul's journey, having a wake-up call, a soul wake-up call, can be a beautiful thing. It is a beautiful thing. It's just that you need to learn to take the steps if you want to make it easier. I am here for you. If you will go to my website at VickiFord.com or livingyoursoulsjourney.com, it goes to the same place. You can learn about what groups and what programs and a course that could help you to overcome loneliness. And it's just taking those simple steps to help you, whether you're just in a new situation or you're about to go into a new situation, just be aware that there is guidance out there, self-empowering guidance. It's not necessarily that you want to have somebody tell you what to do. Maybe they can guide you. Maybe it can be a two-way intuitive consultation where you can learn a little bit about. I've had those and they're powerful. And so I want you to remember that you are enough. You can get through this. Tune out your distractions so that you can hear what Spirit has to say to you. So remember what the cards that I brought out this evening for all of us. Make no judgments. Accept what is dying, whether that be your thoughts or people in your life that are no longer there, not from death, but just ending of relationships, groups that are no longer there, whatever that might be. And then tune out your distractions. Now, Living Your Soul's Journey will be back each Thursday at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. And next week, I have to tell you, I don't always know what my shows are going to be because I go by what experiences I've had that week and what I channel in from Spirit. My goal next week is to talk about how to communicate with your pets. That is my intention at this time, is to talk about how we can hear our pets, see our pets, and feel our pets. Because for my life, and hopefully for yours, a pet has brought enhancement into your life, has brought love into your life. And especially if you're living a soul's journey, wake up call. Wow. Joy, how are you?
Great, thanks. How are you doing, Vicki?
It's good to hear from you.
Yes, it's great to hear your voice. I hope you're doing fabulous. It's an awesome show.
Well, thank you. And do you have anything to share with us? You have two beautiful pets. I hope you'll listen in next week because I may be talking about Diesel.
Absolutely.
And Sammy. Yeah, that's great.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you have anything to share with us?
We're still moving in.
Oh,
no,
oh,
just a lot of transition. We are still moving into this new house, and we felt like we needed to make a very positive change in what we felt like was a toxic environment. Community. Yes. So it's feeling a lot more positive now.
I am so happy to hear that. Your voice is so beautiful. I haven't talked to you in quite some time. I've emailed you, and I am so happy to hear that y'all are making progress. And please give my love
so
to Diesel and Sammy. They're my babies too.
Will do. Thank you. Hi also, of course.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in, Joy. We've got to
thank
end
you.
For the night. So
have
everyone,
a great night.
Well, you too, Joy, and thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you for listening in, and remember, Spirit clears the way. Good night. Thank you for listening in to Living Your Soul's Journey. Be sure and visit Vicki in her virtual home at VickiFord.com to learn more about you and how to overcome roadblocks in your path. Until next week, be in gratitude, and thank you for tuning in to Living Your Soul's Journey.